New Year's resolutions are stupid. Just keep being great.
Commit, because you don't want them to die either. And I'm not going to use this.
I don't give the plays to...
We've got the answers. Don't go anywhere. Texans.
First one comes from Juan Andy Flores. Dear Drew, are our offensive woes last week more from great pressure from Cincinnati or poor play on our end? How do we fix it in time for the playoffs? Great question. There's a little bit of both, but I do think you do need to give some credence to that idea that when Cincinnati and the Texans lock up, that's just going to be an ugly slugfest of a game. You saw it last year up there in Cincinnati when the Texans won 10-6. They've never really erupted against that team, and Cincinnati can't erupt against the Texans. So I think it's more that, and I do think Savage and the offense are going to play against Tennessee, get some kinks worked out just in time for the playoffs. Benjamin Cohen, dear Drew, do you think there's a realistic chance J.J. Watt could come back at some point this season? Also, what about Kevin Johnson's chances? No chance about either of those guys, because you had one person you could pull off of the IR, and that was Brennan Scarlett, the outside linebacker. You did that a few weeks ago, so... not going to happen. They are both done until 2017. Oh, we got a Weisenheimer here in the form of Richard Wessels. Dear Drew, I'll forego any tough questions since they would not be answered. I answer tough questions. I just don't answer all the tough questions. I will simply ask if you had a happy holidays, a concerned fan. Thanks, Richard. I did. I had a happy holidays. I had a Merry Christmas. And I think I'm going to have a Happy New Year as well. And I hope you had a Happy New Year and Merry Christmas too. Ryan Cottrell, dear Drew, what quarter is Quinton Demps planning on getting an interception in? I know Quentin. He's going to wait for just the right moment. I could say late third, early fourth. He is on a tear. 4 picks in the last 5 games. 5 picks total on the season. Career high for him. He's leading the team. He's having a hell of a year. And he's one guy that you really would be in a bad spot without if he wasn't on this team right now. So great question there, Brian. Such a great question. You win scratch-offs. Happy New Year. And scratch away. Just email me here or email us here and say, hey, I won those scratch-offs. I'm Brian Cottrell. From Rick Carrera, dear Drew, do you think the medical trainers should take some of the blame for a lot of players on the Texans team being hurt for so long? Absolutely not. I don't. Do you blame the trainers for Derek Carr in Oakland getting hurt? Do you blame the trainers for other teams' players getting hurt? No, I don't. Look at Jadeveon Clowney. The stuff he came back from, the microfracture surgery, he got back really quickly from that, and he's kind of ahead of the curve in that regard. So, no, I absolutely debunk any of that. No, Rick. No, Matt Brawley asks, dear Drew, is Tom Savage related to Macho Man Savage? Was his elbow injured from doing an elbow drop from the top rope? No, I don't think he's related. I don't think it came from jumping off the top rope. I don't think it came from taking a bell to the throat of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat either, but... Savage is a cool name. And last one comes from Dave Allen. Dear Drew, I've noticed Andre Johnson's been around the team a lot lately. Would it be possible for the Texans to sign him in time for the playoffs? I don't think they're going to sign him in time for the playoffs to play because I think he's done as a player. But it wouldn't stun me if sometime in the near future they sign him to one of those one-year deals and he retired as a Houston Texan. Because, come on, I mean, he's Dre. That's all you got to say. He's Dre. But good question. Happy New Year and see you soon.